You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, like that dude just said. Hey, we are still in the same theme here on the Triple Dipper, rolling the dice on gambling in Alabama. Where is that going? And is it going? I don't know. It seems to try like a zombie every year to raise itself from the dead and do something in the state legislature. And it almost always dies back down for the same reasons. Pure greed takes over the bills, and the gambling interests cannot control themselves, and they ask for more than they could ever possibly get, and the next thing you know, the bill dies. That happens every single year. Plus, I'll be honest with you, this is me talking. My experience has been the people of Alabama are not clamoring for more casinos. They might want a lottery, but I have never had somebody beg me for the opportunity to see a casino put in their backyard. Very, very few people in this state, percentage-wise, are looking for that Class 3 gaming to be set up in their communities. All that to say, though, I'm bringing on somebody right now, somebody who I've just really gotten to know here recently, really enjoy his company, Greg Davis. He spent 25 years working in ministry with First Priority. He also hosts a radio show called Priority Talk. Priority Talk Radio is on FM 101.1 AM 850 across north and central Alabama, part of the Crawford Broadcasting Group. And he also now just recently took over working with ALCAP. And I know ALCAP personally as a former legislator. ALCAP does what I would consider to be the Christian moral side of legislative action in the state house and defending those kind of things in the public arena. Now, with that super long introduction, let me bring on Greg Davis. Greg, how you doing, man?
We are doing great, Phil. So good to be with you, man.
Hey, well, thank you. And did I get all your intros right? I think you have more hats than I do.
Yeah, I think it's all there. That's good. Yeah, I say, you know, I spent 30 years in youth ministry, and now I've made the move to legislative ministry, and somebody asked me what was the difference, and I said, well, I'm not seeing a whole lot of difference. Pretty similar.
You're still herding cats and making sure they're there
in
on
many
time.
Ways.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, as someone who walked those halls quite a bit, I can attest. But, you know, Greg, I just finished speaking to the Alabama Press Association. I'm down here in Montgomery right now. It was a good time. It was an opportunity for me to speak on behalf of the Alabama Policy Institute to the issue of gaming in Alabama. And I talked specifically about last year's bill, which you may or may not have been familiar with because I know you weren't working with ALCAP then. But
no, I am familiar, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, and I keep calling that zombie legislation because every year it seems to come back up in some form or another and then die and then come back up the next year and then go back down and die. But I don't know, what are you hearing, what are you seeing, what are your thoughts as an ALCAP guy now, walking the state house halls? What are you seeing about this?
Yes, we are there 3 days a week, and it is conversations all up and down the halls, yes. I don't hear a lot about it now, early in the session. You heard more. Greg Albritton out of South Alabama has really been the one legislator, I think, that has sort of promised to drop a bill, but he's yet to do so. I know he's working on it behind the scenes, I'm sure, and it's like you said, he's trying to get all the people that could benefit from it, or what they think is a benefit, all on the same page. And so, yeah. You're right. We've called it not legislative gridlock, but it's greedlock has really been the reason that they haven't been able to get this done, at least recently. But, yeah, that last year was just a horrible bill, and it didn't need to go anywhere, so that was a good thing.
No, it didn't need to. In fact, I told the Press Association today that I could stand up there and talk for an hour about the bill and never even mention gambling because it had so many bad things in it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, all the kinds of things you would think that a so-called conservative supermajority would never want to see done. But that being said, Greg, I think, you know, one of the things that gets missed a lot of times in the discussion is that there is a societal impact by gaming. And I've made the comment multiple times on the show just today that as a former state senator, I never had anybody clamoring to see a casino built in their backyard. Never. They would ask for a lottery. Very often I would have that, you know, discussion with people. But I never had anybody say, please let us have casinos. I never had that. But then what we do know from states that have them is they come with issues. I mean, they do bring societal baggage. And Al Cap fights that part of the fight, right?
Absolutely, and the lottery. I think all gambling is a bad bet for Alabama. We go back and just look at the history of even the lottery. You go back to New Jersey was the first state to introduce a statewide government-run lottery, and they presented it back in the late 60s as the answer to every problem New Jersey had or ever would have. It's just a lie that it would solve all their economic problems. In fact, here's a quote from 1969 New Jersey Congressman Cornelius Gallagher. Here's what he said. So let's just look at the history of these lotteries. And this is what the congressman said in 1969. He said, "We could abandon all taxation in New Jersey and increase every service in our state four times over if they had a lottery."
Wow. Wow.
Now they're fourth on the list. Kiplinger just had a study last year. Kiplinger said New Jersey's the fourth least tax-friendly state in the country.
No doubt.
So that's 50 years of history. It just doesn't work.
No, and one of the things we see closer to home is the Hope Scholarship in Georgia. Have kids gotten scholarships? Yes. Has it increased the number of kids going to college? No. It really hasn't had that level of impact that they said this is going to level the playing field, is going to increase our opportunities for kids to get a college education. And they're also not able to fund anymore to the levels they used to because it hasn't panned out the way they said it would.
Yeah, Phil, let me give you a little insight on that. I have somebody really near and dear to me. I won't name them off, but very near and dear, who was a high school teacher in Atlanta when all of this started over there giving the scholarships. And he told me he finally got out of education over there. He said he would have to give a test to students three and four times until they could make the grade that they needed in order to have the grade to qualify for the scholarship. So wow. The first time he gives the test, the kids haven't even studied. All they do is just come look at it. Then they take it again and again until they finally make some semblance of a grade. So the teachers just wind up giving grades because they get tired of giving the test over and over again. So one thing a lot of people don't see is that it waters down your secondary education when you attach scholarships, free tuition to it for certain grades. It absolutely just waters down the whole education system across the board. That's one angle of it that people don't often mention, but I watched him struggle with this, and he finally just said, "I can't teach anybody. All I'm doing is giving out grades," and got out of it.
That's a sad commentary. And let me ask you this, man. I mean, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, and I'd love for the people to hear who ALCAP is as an organization. You just took over a fellow named Joe Godfrey. He's been with ALCAP for a number of years, and before that, somebody else who I loved was Dr. Dan Ireland, who was just a saint. So I don't know if you're going to be the Dan Ireland of the future, but you're with ALCAP now. And to tell the world, if you will, for a minute, what ALCAP does, I mean, how y'all operate, because y'all are really ministers within the State House.
Well, we are, and that's what we hope to be. And you're right, Dr. Ireland and Dr. Godfrey are just leave long shadows of influence and support to our legislators. And we minister in the State House. Churches can consider us sort of their missionaries to the State House. We coordinate a prayer list and devotion for all the legislators and their staffs, anyone in the State House, from the security to everyone. We're there to pray and to minister for them and with them. ALCAP in the past had hosted a weekly prayer breakfast, for everyone, and I know you were part of that, and haven't been able to do that since COVID because of obvious reasons, but right. We do hope to be able to begin that back next week and have that weekly prayer breakfast where legislators and church, church staffs and pastors can come together and pray. We did host a prayer rally on the first day of the legislative session this year, back on January the 11th. We had a big prayer rally out on the front steps of the State House, and that went very well. But we represent churches. In particular, we represent Alabama Baptist, Nazarene, and Free Will Baptist. They all support us and are on our board and hold us accountable. And we represent those churches at the State House across the state of Alabama. And we hope to also, along with ministering, anytime you're ministering, you're also hoping to influence. And so we hope that we can influence our legislators toward godly, biblical views on the issues. And issues like gambling or other addictive issues or religious liberty or pro-life issues. Those are the ones we want to be involved in. And represent the churches and the good Christian people of Alabama at the State House.
Well, and y'all do Lion's work. I mean, Joe Godfrey and Dan Ireland have been down there walking those halls for years. And
them, 45 years. Yeah.
Oh, 45 years. Good night.
Between the two of them, yeah.
All right, brother. Well, let's see if you can hang in there 45 years. How about that? But
I'm not going to make that.
All right. Well, listen, Greg, thanks so much for coming on today and just adding that additional additional commentary to the societal and spiritual side of the issues, including gaming, we talk about today. And if folks want to find y'all, it's alcap.com, correct?
That's right, alcap.com. And then we're at PriorityTalkRadio.com as well. And we'll have you guest on our program soon.
That sounds good. Greg Davis, thanks very much, man. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Phil. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Copper, move us to a break. We'll go ahead and take that one. Coming up here in a few minutes, I got my friend Ray Mellick from 1819 News. You can find them at 1819news.com, a source that I use all the time on the show. And we'll talk with him a bit about headlines. They had a very cool piece about some things that are happening in Ukraine. We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.